Cha-ching.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce, torce. Welcome to Bad Comedy Podcast, folks.
We were just talking about U2.
We were. They were big U2 guys. We're thinking about making a movie called Me Too.
No, Meet Too.
Oh, I was thinking Me Too.
No.
Well, my idea was, tell me your idea after.
Okay.
But my idea based on that was that you're a U2 super fan, and then it opens with that song, like, hello, hello, and then you yell, hola.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the whole movie is about you traveling around to U2 concerts and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be sick, I guess. I could, the other guy in the band is a beanie, though, the guitarist, so.
Tim Hot Tub?
Yeah, he plays, Tim Pool or Tim Hot Tub?
Oh,
or
not Tim Pool. It is Tim. Yeah, Tim Hot Tub. You're Tim Hot Tub, but Tim Pool's a guitarist.
Hot Tub Thomas.
And then Phil Labonte is the anti-communist counter-revolutionary.
Yeah, so it's just kind of
lead singer of All That Remains. It's a metal band.
Oh, that sounds metal.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just like iron and just kind of.
Yeah.
A lot of electricity talk. I was staring into the sun on the way here. We were talking about just looking at the sun, people telling you not to.
Yeah, me and Dill were texting. Me and Dill here were texting about looking at the sun.
Same time.
People say it hurts your eyes. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Not if you have eyes like I do. Yeah. I look at the sun all the time, and I have the vision of a hawk. Yeah. So what do the experts say about COVID? Yeah, were they right? No. What do the experts say about everything? Wrong?
Yeah, like
more like expert and Ernie's.
Don't look into the sun. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't stare straight into the sun because you feel like you're looking at God.
Right.
I can't
tell people exactly what it looks like because then I won't have that as something to hold over everybody forever, but I've seen what the sun looks like. It's not what it looks like from the pictures you've seen from cameras. It's something else.
I just feel like
I can't even say it behind the Patreon, I don't think.
I bet it's just like if you just stare for like an hour straight, like, okay, if it's dangerous.
I have.
I get it.
I watched the solar eclipse.
It's got to be so beautiful to just have like, it's so bright. It's obnoxiously bright.
Right. I think it probably helps my eyes, to be honest. Think about all the vitamin D I get when I look at the sun.
It's probably just like makes you happier just staring into the sun.
There's a song by, maybe it was Hilary Duff. It was, I Wanna Soak Up the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
What that song's about is staring at the sun and the sun going into you and getting a bunch of vitamin D.
Well, it's like photosynthesis.
I want to tell everyone. See, she wanted to tell everyone, and then she got canceled.
No, I was thinking about that song when I was I remember it made me happy on the bus, my fat, depressed little ass middle schooler or something.
Yeah.
Or even younger. I remember just not knowing what this song was about at all. Didn't understand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those were the Disney days. That was when it wasn't even gay to watch That So Raven and Sister if you were a dude. And even Powerpuff Girls. Obviously, you watch mostly dude shows, but those were all in there. So you would watch Disney, you'd watch Boy Meets World and even Stevens, even more of a dude show. And then you'd also watch
SpongeBob.
Also on Disney, you'd also watch Hilary Duff show. And that's so Raven. That's Brian Crows.
the guy that was like her friend on that show, I saw him on a podcast. He's so
Orlando?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's gone crazy.
We got to get him on the pod.
Yeah. We also need to get Justin Bieber on. It looks like he's going through it.
Yeah.
He needs to talk about Diddy. He needs to talk about
the paparazzi.
He needs to talk about the satanic stuff that they do in Hollywood.
I was thinking like my earliest memory of gambling was like a gumball machine that had like, if you get the lucky gumball, you get a free movie to watch, which is propaganda
and
programming. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was a little Michael Cooper at the Zoltar machine. I'm trying to get
that is gambling programming for kids.
Yeah, and then I realized gambling, Gumball.
Shit.
There it's and
then it clicks.
And you win programming by Disney.
Oh my god.
So really trying to get kids.
Everything is programmed. I mean, we were lied to about everything our whole life. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you want to know the truth about the world, you just gotta go down the rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm addicted to truth. Mm-hmm. It's a drug that I'm addicted to.
It's like staring at the sun.
It's actually kind of mind altering. It's literally kind of it's one of the hardest hitting drugs that I've taken.
Truth.
It actually is.
Are they cool actual drugs?
Because it's like. You take like shrooms or acid, uh-huh. and then you go to these weird different levels of things. Yeah. And then when you learn the truth about things you've been lied to about for your whole life, you're like, what the?
I feel like a truth serum, like, but you just get the truth. It's like a tea.
And now I know the truth about everything. So yeah. I can just be a guy that if any of you people have any questions, just come to me.
Oh, but to know the truth, I might destroy you.
Yeah. I'm the arbiter of truth. I'm I'm kind of a prophet.
Yeah,
but I say it after Alex Jones says it. I call it like a month in advance, and he calls it like 3 months in advance.
And then X-Files calls it.
So listen to me, not Alex Jones.
Yeah, you're the next level after Alex Jones.
Yeah, but we have been seeing a lot of bad comedy stuff out there by other people, and I've come to a conclusion that they might not be stealing. I think that bad comedy is just tomorrow's comedy today. Trump's talking about calling everyone panickins, which I thought was an insult at first to someone like me. Because I'm pansexual. I fuck pans.
Yeah.
But it turns out he was talking about people who panic all the time. And I'm like, oh, I'm not that. I'm stoic. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm a panickin. I like plans, and I like following plans, and I don't panic, so I'm not a panickin', I'm a planikin.
No, you plan to I plan to panic.
I just don't panic. I planic. I plan things out and do them.
You planic.
Yeah.
You go manic.
Not manic. I'm
stoic.
Stoic, yeah. Opposite.
Yes.
Yeah. they call me Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Steve Autism.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, you're Tim Hot Tub. No. So I've been starting this new internet craze. It's called the Rice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's where Chinese people eat a bunch of rice, and then the money goes I run it, so it goes to me.
Yeah.
Oh, folks,
registration.
If you're a patron, you're like, what the? Why is there an episode? I thought you guys were on a break. Well, for the public, we did a free month for the patrons because we like them and we don't like you. Unless you're a patron. We hate you if you're not a patron, by the way. So go to patreon.com/badcomedy if you are a real ass beep.
It's tough love.
And then if you guys want to know... a big part of the reason why we're taking a month off. You're going to have to go to patreon.com/badcomedy because at the end of this episode, we're going to have an uncensored exclusive on what Dylan's been doing and the brave fight he's fighting. But that's kind of all we're going to be able to say at this juncture. So join at patreon.com/badcomedy because there is real things going on there, and 350 episodes you can go back on. Well, we're cutting through these. Make sure to buy Jepson's Malort. It's good. And then make sure to go to the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy.
Okay, that one might be.
This is the ultimate Hydro Force. It lights me up like a Christmas tree. And it's basically the only hangover cure I've ever heard of. I'm like, why would I buy Alex Jones vitamins or a hangover drink? And then I got it, and then I was like, oh, he didn't make it. He gets it from a good company and private labels it with his face on it. I thought he was like just like stirring up like powders, just throwing things in it and being like, I hate the globalists, stuff like that. But I guess it's actually really good stuff. Yeah. He does not like the globalists at all, like that much at all.
There's so many clips of him, just random things where he gets really hyped up yelling about something.
It's amazing.
I could never do that. I mean,
yeah, well, he's been fighting the globalists for 35 years, and now he's finally winning.
Flexing on them, dude. He's literally taking his shirt off sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets really happy or really upset. one day he... the episode started, it went into him, and he was just like, fuck, I can't do this today. And then he just didn't. And then he skipped the first hour and a half and then came on. He was too, like, because that guy, yes.
That's good. I like that.
He's been studying, like, the background of things for a long time and figuring out whatever the enemy's plans. Mm-hmm. And then now there's just so much rapid fire stuff going on. I'm sure he's just completely overwhelmed.
Yeah, but it's just...
Because he has to figure out, he has to look at what's going on, and then he has to figure out how the panickins are going to react, what kind of false flags are going to do.
Yeah, it's like, was that flag made in China?
Right, get a real flag.
Yeah.
Also...
disgusting.
I've been thinking about... flags. Recently, I've been thinking about becoming a Democrat. I regret voting for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm just like... I feel like a lot of people regret voting for Trump because now the Democrats are doing cool things like firebombing Tesla dealerships and like, you know, punching like women driving Teslas in the face, you know, even though they're probably a liberal driving the car. So that's what I want to do is I have always hated electric vehicles. I want to destroy electric vehicles and blow up lithium batteries because that makes the environment worse. I've always hated the environment, so that's something I can stand on. That's a principle of the Democratic Party I can stand on.
Right.
Also, they're doing that to cover up fraud in government.
What?
Well, that's why they're protesting Elon Musk, is because he's uncovering fraud in government.
Yeah.
And I love fraud in government.
Yeah.
So, another Democrat thing.
He's the anti-fraud guy now. It's kind of...
Well, yeah.
You're supposed to be a sinister businessman.
Well, it's awesome what the Democrat politicians that are involved in the fraud are riling everyone up, and then they're going out and destroying Teslas. And for me, I like what the Democrat politicians are doing. I think that's kind of bad. That's kind of like some mob shit, you know.
I hope, you know, Elon doesn't hear about that. It might make him sad.
Yeah, sorry, sometimes Elon. What else? Democrats
people.
Hate tariffs on corporations. They love corporations. I love corporations. You know?
Yeah.
They want to, like, I don't really get it that Bernie and AOC are on this, like, fight the oligarchy thing, but then they go defending the oligarchies.
Yeah, it's like Bernie Madoff, maybe?
Yeah, closer to that. Yeah, more like basically Bernie Sanders, more like person. Bernie Madoff Molotov cocktail throwing it at a Tesla.
I accidentally voted for Barry.
Barry?
Sanders.
Oh, Barry Sanders. I thought you meant Barry Obama.
I feel bad.
Actually, it's Barry, what's his real last name?
I only went there to support Bernie.
You got to talk in the mic.
I only went there to support Bernie, and then I just got so mixed up because Barry Sanders was so fast and mad, and I got confused, and then I voted for Barry Sanders.
Really?
Yeah, no, I apologized to him.
I had the complete opposite thing, and I was really upset because I don't like Bernie Sanders at all because he's always puts his finger out and is like, billionaires, millionaires.
I think he's casting spells.
Yeah, curses. I don't like people casting spells. I also don't like how he makes his hair bad on purpose so he looks like a communist. Cool, dude. We know that you know how to do your hair, okay?
No, see, that's why I kept my hat on.
He pays a stylist to make his hair worse, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't like him. I was at a Barry Sanders like MVP event, like a jersey signing thing or like a ceremonial Barry Sanders thing. And then I was going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually voted for Bernie Sanders.
It's a classic Freudian.
Yeah, George Floydian slip. With.
Yikes.
Yikes. Not. What are we, sensitive now? I also like, I kind of like the Black Lives Matter people because, you know, they just embezzle the money and buy houses and stuff.
I just feel like I never saw like black people put BLM in their profile.
No. What they do is they trick white women to do all of it. Actually, we can't talk about anything about what you're doing right now.
Top secret.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
It's not just a lie to get people to get a subscription.
It's not. You patrons will know what we're. You guys already know what we're talking about because we alluded to it when we said we were taking a month off, and then we had too many good ideas. Dylan had to stop back here to resupply on on goods.
Isn't there like a dog man, a cat man? I'm sure there is, but it's like
I can't hear you. Really, I can't hear you very well for some reason. You're good.
We really fumbled the bag on having a dog man or cat man, just famous superhero. Black Panther, does he own cats now? Well,
I think your mic is fucked up. I can hear you, but not that much.
Well, turn my mic up. This is my show now.
All right, you're good. So I was thinking about a few things. Indiana Jones, why is he never the governor of Indiana? He could get it right away. Harrison Ford can just say, I was Indiana Jones. It's literally my name.
That's got to be humble.
And they'd be like, yeah. Uh-huh. You know? I mean, he would win the landslide. Do you
think Elon changed his name to Elon based on a book he wrote in the future and brought back to the past?
I don't know.
NSYNC, more like Instinct. I don't really like them.
Yeah. Well, the book 1984 by George Orwell is all coming true, but just not 1984.
You were way off.
Yeah. Sorry, George Orwell. I mean, you might be exactly on with everything in the book, but you're a few decades off, idiot, because we had Reagan who threw that off. Even though Reagan is probably all part of the plan, I think he was at Bohemian Grove, I heard, which is where all the, you know, Hillary Clinton's and stuff go. But I think he, when he saw some weird stuff, he was like, what the heck? And he left.
That's what I said when I was looking at the sun. I was thinking, what the heck? I was like, this is like heroin. Of course they don't want to share any.
Yeah. The globalists don't like when wrenches get thrown in their plan, like Reagan and Trump. Especially Trump. They really threw the plan off. That was, you know. So people get mad about Project 2025. People are like, yeah, did you really? I bet you didn't vote for Project 2025. And I'm like, I voted for Project 2085, bitch. Yeah. That's what I voted for.
What about,
Yeah, that's what I voted for.
Vote or die.
Oh, also, another reason that I think I'm a Democrat is because Democrats love slavery, like in China especially. Like, they want to make sure we keep subsidizing that. And they also want, Mexicans to pick the crops and be indentured servants to the cartels. They're literally making argument the same exact pro-slavery arguments that were being made before.
They'll say that and like not even.
Yeah, who's gonna pick the crops? It's like, okay. So first of all, these people are literal indentured servants to the coyotes that got them over the border, or their family over the border.
Coyotes?
Yeah. The band Wolf Mother. They got them over, dude. Whenever I see someone who's trans that became a man that was a woman, I say, woman, you know, you're a woman. You're a woman, you know what I mean. It's a Wolf Mother song.
No, yeah, I know.
<It's just> That's what I say. I mean, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna lie about what I say. Yeah. Oh, even when even when like there's someone who's like a real like bull dyke and they're like, "What's up?
Yeah.
You like my Subaru, my souped up Subaru?"
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, I say, "Woman, you know you woman." Mm-hmm. They're like, "No, I'm not."
"Hell no, brother.
Yeah. Not a woman, brother."
Mr. What?
Does non-binary still exist? I think Dan capitulated right away, Dan Docimo. Dan, I think right when Trump canceled being non-binary, then Dan switched to lesbian or something.
I was thinking I have a pretty magnetic personality. I would say very polarizing.
I have a magnanimous personality.
You're like Magnum Carlson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like Kev Kellum, honestly. Like, I'm actually serious. I just fuck with him now a little bit, and he doesn't know. But I asked him, like, I was like, "Dude, what's going on in wrestling, dude?" He's like, "Dude, John Cena, he's a heel now." Like, I love how passionate he is about wrestling. And I was,
yeah.
So I don't let him corner me. I corner him to ask him about wrestling.
No, getting cornered by him and him talking about pro wrestling is the most Kevin Kellum action or situation.
So what I do is I corner him first to ask him about it, and then that way he can't do it to me later on.
He's already backed into a corner.
Right.
And he'll do anything to get out.
And he's happy either way, so he gets to say what's on his mind about wrestling. And normally it's a little bit quicker because he doesn't want to be cornered, you know? But if he's the man doing the cornering, mm-hmm. he can go on for as long as he wants. You're stuck in the corner.
He's like pinned you in there right. Socially.
So if I corner him first, normally it's a brief. He gives me the brief on like WWE. The
newsline, headline.
Right. He gives me basically the headlines on it versus the full stories like you would give if he cornered someone else.
Yeah.
This is Chicago comedian Kev Kellum. Check him out, folks.
It's kind of the art of like negotiation.
We used to make fun of him. I like him now because at Lincoln Lodge, he was telling me about John Cena being a heel.
So you like him now?
Yeah. Adam Quaslow keeps getting bigger.
Does he talk about pro wrestling too?
No. I don't know what he talks about. I refuse to watch him on stage.
There are a lot of closet pro wrestling fans that come out of the woodworks once they get to talking, but it's like they're hidden for years, and then all of a sudden you find out, you see them talking to each other,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, okay, I see.
Yeah. Oh, guys, just so you know, if you ever hear a joke about Irish people and tariffs, it's a joke that Bob Keane stole from me. It's a joke that I told him in the green room at Lincoln Lodge. And it's this is what the Irish people are saying about the Trump's tariffs. They're like, "He's tariffing me taters. Why is he tariffing the taters?" So if you hear Bob Keane say that, that's from me.
Because you told him, Bob, you can.
I told him he couldn't have it.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, the whole time
you're just gonna burn it instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I did tell him he could have it, but I should save for the paywall. But I'm gonna.
He needs all the help he can get, I guess. So.
Well, no, but I told him in a private room that he could have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one else knows that, but now they do. But I'm gonna say that he stole it to the public. Anyone who's not listening, you get the inside scoop if you're listening to this, uh-huh. whether you're a patron or not. I like to save stuff for the patrons normally, but you guys got that inside scoop.
No, Julia.
I'm gonna go on a campaign against Bob if he ever says that joke on stage.
Yeah, Julia was talking about that business class she's putting on, and Bob was like, "This is like the only good stand-up comedy class." And I was thinking, yeah, I agree, but also, Bob, you might actually benefit from taking some of those.
Yeah, he should probably take a class.
Yeah, or like I would try taking like. All of them, if you can.
He should. He should even take the Dan Docimo class where you learn how to steal jokes because he could probably use someone else's jokes that are better, which is why he's going to use my Tariff Taters joke. And then, the conspiracy theory I have. Voice. You know how no big politicians have been arrested yet? I think Congress is going to be in session, and then there's going to be a red wedding type event. from Game of Thrones, and they're just going to arrest like the whole all the Democrats.
I feel like that's a lot of people that put in jail, buddy.
Well, there's room. Do you know how many people they put in jail on January 6th? Or for January, they put away like 1,500 people for January 6th. What about the people who orchestrated it?
I'm Dylan. I'm 49. I'm a top bunk bottom.
Yeah, so Democrats.
Spent a lot of time in jail for something I didn't commit. It was a bit.
Or maybe they're waiting until the economy starts humming. And then, while Trump has that positive thing, they're going to arrest all the Democrats.
You mean actual humming?
Yeah, like doing good. Harmony. Right, because we were in a depression.
Yeah.
But they just kind of faked the job numbers and inflation numbers and all that to pretend like it was good.
I feel like this is what the people want to hear, baby.
No, well, I'm talking about...
talking about real shit right now.
Economy, folks.
Listen.
Y'all know how the economy had been. That shit not good. You know Trump finna get that up?
No, that ain't right, Holmes.
Y'all know Trump finna get that shit up? Shit be coasting. Oh, you kind of moved my camera.
How?
I
moved it? Oh, no.
Yeah, good. And I'm like, whenever I go to a place and I'm about to buy something, like, man, that shit cost.
Yeah.
Because that means expensive, black people talk.
I'm going to say this about being a shapeshifter. I'm going to say, what else? I'm afraid of shapeshifters. And then
I'm afraid of reptile shapeshifters.
But then I was thinking all my personalities. Bro is a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, AJ Leidig's a shapeshifter.
I'm scary.
Yeah, and David Icke, the guy who talks about shape-shifting reptilians, he's a salamander.
No, so he's giving himself away. He's revealing his...
He's an amphibian, so he's half human, half reptile.
So he has to tell the truth. He's like... Oh.
Right, so he... Yeah, he's kind of like...
He's wearing very carefully.
Like in Liar Liar, he's like that. So he's a reptilian, but he doesn't have to hide it.
From a different dimension. Even.
Yeah. These damn interdimensional.
It's too dark. That's why it's like we gotta keep it. No more divisiveness.
Folks,
no,
folks. I don't believe.
Shock
jockeys. I don't believe in the lizard people thing yet.
But
I need more proof.
Talking about projecting, though, I was thinking today, like, never again. That's kind of like your, of course, never again.
Yeah.
It's just because it's implying that it happened.
Right. Yeah, it's just...
It's a projection.
Yeah.
Of course, like, you would just assume that it did happen if the thing is never again.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Right. Not happen again. Also...
Fucking guru.
Looks like 9/11 is getting unearthed. Did they say never forget? Maybe they told us not to forget.
Maybe it didn't happen. Never forget. Yeah.
Well,
let's unpack this.
I think it happened, but there was a massive cover up. So you don't cover up stuff if there wasn't anything fishy about it. You know, like in high school, I'd have a big party. My parents were out of town. I'd cover it up as much as I could because I knew I'd get in a bunch of trouble if I didn't. Same thing.
It is the exact same.
It's literally the same thing, except we're talking about the biggest terrorist attack that literally changed the U.S. Just changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely just a day to be remembered.
Yeah.
Remember 11th.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people say that January 6th was worse than 9/11.
Yeah, maybe the weather. Live from New York, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What is going on in New York?
I still see every 9/11.
I'm gonna finish my.
It's always on my like home phone, or it's always on the home screen of my phone. It's not something I look at a lot.
Oh no! When I was like betting earlier, it's like I kept having the number 9/11. Almost took a picture of it.
I have screenshots of all my 9/11s, pretty much.
I was like, I think I have to cash out. It's 9/11. I have to show respect.
My camera roll on my phone is just screenshots of my background 9/11s.
You should get like a time on the back of your head, like a time symbol, like,
and
clock.
It says 9/11.
Yeah.
Or like what, like a little Thomas Massey has a little debt clock that that's always counting. Mine will just always say 9/11.
What if you just had one of those calendars where you like rip the page off each day, where it's just all 9/11?
It's always 9/11.
We should make a full year 9/11 calendar.
Oh, you move my camera again.
It's because I'm just having an evil joy thinking about just saying, like,
yeah, maybe move it back a tiny bit and then so your chair doesn't hit it. You gotta move more
maybe
towards
we'll
me.
Just turn this on your boy, a little two cameras on me.
Two camera, nope, that's good. I told Sam Talent he needs to make his book into a movie so that I can consume it, and he didn't do it.
Now, there's actually at this show I was on, this guy was saying that Sam Talent did their podcast, and he was like, you guys like Sam Talent? I was like, I hate Sam Talent.
Yeah.
Or I said, I hate Ham Talent. And I explained and...
Ham Talons.
Yeah.
Because I'd go see him when pigs fly.
Mm-hmm. This is called just using the original wheel. You don't have to reinvent it.
Right. Literally.
Fucking.
You don't. Boy. Oh. Let's. I want to do the news.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you just turned around from looking the other way.
Right. That's what people on the news
do. You just
spun
around and just chair. Yeah. The news.
Breaking news.
Fake news.
In England. Two men are in the women's championship for billiards. This isn't like a movie that we're in.
Yeah.
This has to be a movie.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that's going on.
That's the only thing that makes sense. And then it's just.
Because that's a comedy movie thing.
Mm.
It's worse than Idiocracy.
But it's similar. It's like Idiocracy is like a clue.
Yeah.
And The Matrix is a clue.
And
Blues is a clue.
Yeah. The CIA plants all this stuff. They pre-program it. Just like with 9/11, they in X-Files, they had an episode about it.
Sesame Street, I mean.
Yeah. I remember Even Stevens, they did 9/11.
People were in outrage about just Sesame Street. And someone was talking about, oh, you know, like, you don't even know, like, Sesame Street's based on the hood. They wanted it to look like the hood. But, like, when they said that, it's like, of course, they had fucking Oscar the Grouch on there. Fucking garbage can.
Yeah,
I was like, that's,
yeah.
It's like, no, that's not. Well, but I guess they want to include him. But you don't put him in a trash can. That's so mean.
I'm happy that people have been shitting on Sesame Street. Uh-huh. And I'm happy that they're shitting on Sesame Street in Afghanistan, which we spent our money on. Because I'm a Muppet guy. I've always loved the Muppets. Yes. Sesame Street is the public bullshit version of the Muppets.
You trace it back, it's all money.
Jim Henson will be rolling in his grave.
God.
There's no DEI bullshit in the Muppets.
There's all different creatures and so much diversity.
Yeah, and they don't talk about it. They don't talk about
it. There's a pig, there's a bird, there's a frog. There's a
yeah. But they don't, they're just like, bless us all who gather here.
Grouch.
Yeah.
These are my, I want to make just a whole, it's like all the Grouches, the Grinch, the.
Yeah. Well, because.
Oscar, no, no. What was his name?
Sesame Street.
Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Sesame
Scrooge.
Street indoctrinates people.
Eeyore.
That indoctrinates people into weird ideologies, but the Muppets are just rules.
Yeah.
See, so
anybody who's
tried to argue me that Sesame Street is better, suck my tenus.
Yeah, so it's a...
Yeah.
What's left over after the surgery, botched surgery.
Botched. Mm. There was a show called Bosch on Amazon Prime.
Bosch?
Bosch, yeah.
What was it about?
I think a spy or something.
What about...
Or a detective.
Botch.
Botch. That's probably a different show about a spy. Maybe that's on
like
Netflix.
Like a lesbian mafia.
Hey, what's up? Oh, I know. Maybe
this is my girlfriend, Botch.
Maybe that's the same show as Botch, but it's just a lesbian saying it. Maybe that's where you heard it.
Maybe.
I was watching Botch. What's up?
Orange is the new black.
What's up, guys? I just got my new Subaru Outback. It's souped up. I got my dogs in the back.
That's when Tina made that lesbian mafia page. She put like a Subaru on it, and
hey, what was the page?
It was making fun of that Fahed kid, or I forget how.
Oh, that's her best friend. That guy. I love that guy. The predator.
Not predator. I don't know.
Oh, the crazy guy.
Yeah.
The crazy. I love the crazy predator guy.
Honestly, like, nice to me. And
you know who I hate, though? Jim Flanagan. Massive racist.
No, Jim Flanagan is a real joik.
Joik, yeah. I thought you were going to say a different J word.
Yeah.
Actually, you said an even worse word. You said you mixed that word with the... you mixed the Jew with the K word.
I'm surprised I haven't heard Kanye say that.
Joik? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Kanye's been saying he's a cuck on... he's saying that that's his style of music, is cuck.
Cuck music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to cook with... I'm going to let you finish, but...
Yeah. I mean, guys, why are you surprised by Kanye West being a douchebag or an asshole? He had a song, a whole song about, let's give a toast to the douchebags, let's give a toast to the assholes.
Yeah, maybe
let's give a toast to
is...
the scumbags, every one of them that I know. Mm-hmm. Let's give a toast to the jerk-offs that'll never take work off. Joik-offs. That's what
Don't
he's,
work
what he,
too hard, folks.
Yeah, that's what he is. No, work hard.
Every waking minute.
I work...
That's what Elon says.
I work like 80 hours a week just to afford having Crohn's disease. So
it's a rich man's
If I can do
game.
That, then you guys can work for your supper, okay?
For your fixins.
Yeah, you can work for your fixins. Uh-huh. I work for Remicade for my veins. I work to survive. I'm out here working to survive.
Ask me why I'm always the crazy guy at work.
Why?
Because I love to work.
Yeah. People always say working hard or hardly working. Before they say hardly working, I cut them off. I say working hard.
Yeah. Hey, shut up. I'm trying to work.
Yeah. I say... Working hard, shut up.
You're fired.
Stop talking to me. Yeah. I love firing people. Uh-huh. I used to always fire people.
How would you do it?
Say, we got to let you go. Yeah, we've given you warnings, some write-offs, verbal warnings, and it's not going to work out. Maybe
then I'd be good cop.
Maybe file for unemployment.
Yeah.
Because you're probably not going to get a job anywhere else.
We're letting you go because you're dumb.
You're not talking to the mic.
You're a dove.
These are
so think of it, we're letting...
You're setting you free?
We're letting you go.
Yeah. No, I never got to actually fire people myself, but I would do all the disciplinary things leading up to that, like verbal warnings and write-ups.
Man.
But then it would be like, yeah, we're set, you're free.
Would people ever be like, yeah, I mean, I was just like trying to be funny, or I had to clap back at them. And you're just like, yeah, I understand, but you're bad.
No, I mean, it was normally stuff where they were like, just, it wasn't like something they said or anything like that. I didn't care about that kind of thing. It was more like they're like stealing or
having sex.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah.
If they're having sex. Anyone that worked for me, if they had sex outside of work or at work. No, even at their own home, fired. You should be working, not having sex.
No, you heathen.
Yeah, you should be recovering from work when you're at home, not having sex.
No,
that's not the kind of manager I am. I'm not going to let my employees jerk off
Just say get a reward for doing nothing, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Jeez.
Wait, you think I'm paying you to have sex? What am I, a prostitute? Or what am I, a pimp?
Yeah, your body's a real temple there.
Right.
I'm sure that's what God wants you to do.
You think I'm going to pay you for sex? What's uh-huh. it called? A trick? You think I'm a trick?
Yeah.
No, I'm not paying for sex. Yeah, I'm not going to let you turn a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking I was like never bought an OnlyFans or a hooker, obviously.
But yeah.
It's like, is it time to buy one?
Probably. I mean, you're always at places where you could probably find one.
Yeah.
And we can't say where that is.
No, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But then Snoop Dogg also says, it's all peace and love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know which one, though.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg kind of changed his mind a lot.
He was like,
also, it was Tupac, cool too. He was messaging about, like, I see no changes. I wake up in the morning. But he's like, it's talking about how things should change. And then later on in his career, just being more of a gangster. It's like, yeah, that's going to help change things in a good way.
I was trying to make a parody to that song.
He was also like a ballerina, and then they just made him into a gangster.
Like sometimes he'd sound like an elf that he's talking.
Yeah, he's fake, but Biggie Smalls is real. He sold crack, so, you know.
I also think it's like, I don't know, I feel like Tupac could be both things really. Like he really did talk all that shit and then got shot and died like...
Yeah,
he wasn't a pussy. Like, but yeah, then but he's that was talked all coordinated like one sometimes.
With Diddy and Shug. So they wanted them both out.
But then it's like the clip of like Tupac talking like, just sounds like a theater student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
No, he sounds like a gay theater student.
But it's like he is that. But then he's also not afraid to talk shit to whoever too.
No, I think he's just a gay theater student. He's like Zelensky.
But then it's like, yeah, I guess.
He's just an actor. He's a puppet playing the part.
Tupac is gay theater Zelensky.
Yeah, he's the same thing as Zelensky.
We should fake Zelensky's death.
And then Biggie's like Putin because he's real and cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope not, though.
I would love for Zelensky to fake his death. He needs to just go away so that we can become friends with Russia and then pound China into the sand.
Trump and Putin got to have a hive mind about it.
They're boys.
Both see, oh, why don't we both take a piece? We have a dividing line where we have our mansions next to each other. We could maybe...
Yeah, well, we said we won't put troops there, but we'll do business there. And that's our way of, so if Russia attacks our businesses, obviously we'd go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And
war sucks.
All of Europe is trying to send, like, we're going to send peacekeepers over there. It's like, yeah, peacekeepers. Mm-hmm. You're not just trying to draw a false flag so that we have to go to war against Russia.
What about beekeepers?
They can send beekeepers there, and they won't be covered under Article 5. We're not going to go into war if the beekeepers get killed.
No, I heard that we ran out of bees in some places and had to start using ants.
We are
move the pollen.
We're running low on like something. A lot of bugs because of fucking geoengineering.
I think it's time to stock up on bees. We need
We do need to stock up on bees, but we should probably stop spraying stuff in the atmosphere that kills the bees. Uh-huh. And also, pesticides kill the bees.
We need air purifiers. We need the sun.
Mm-hmm. We need just
more than ever.
Make sure you guys soak up the sun. They tell you not to stare at it because they don't want you to know the truth. If you really stare at the sun, then you might finally know the truth. And once you do see the truth, then
maybe
talk to
me. Crazy too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that crazy if I look at the sun. And
you look at me, I look at the sun.
Yeah, I soak up the sun. Uh-huh. I want to tell everyone to try it too.
Enough power.
Yeah. It's the.
You think it does that?
You think
like a demon?
You think you have vitamin D, guys out there? No, I have vitamin D, and I have a big D because I look at the sun so much. It also gives you a big D if you're a dude.
That'd be awesome if that was true, but it's, everyone's too much of a pussy to look at the sun.
Yeah, everyone's, well, because the news tells them not to. The news is always like, yeah, don't look at the sun, and everyone just doesn't, because they're like, oh, wow, it's going to hurt my eyes. I'm not going to be able to see good. No, Trump looked at the sun during the eclipse, so he sees it. I don't have a direct line to Trump, but I could probably get it through Alex Jones.
I think I have one because his account on Instagram messaged me some ad or something.
It definitely wasn't his account.
No, it was his real, it was like POTUS or whatever. It was like his, it was his team or something, but it was, I guess maybe not.
It's probably, they probably one letter off or something. Like sometimes people do that.
No, dude, I swear it was like, this is really from him, but it was some, I don't know, but I could reply to it. Because usually it would sort me sending something to the president. It would just be like, this person's not even going to see your message request, you peasant.
Oh, did you send something first?
No, he sent something first. Mm. So then I think, so I have my one, I have a line to the president if I need it.
Yeah, tell him, just tell him, keep it up.
Or just be like, so what's the this update on bees?
Yeah, well.
And then give him the brief, briefing.
People think, I think that, he hates the environment, but he doesn't hate the, he doesn't hate, he wants to preserve like life and stuff. He's more of a preservationist, not an environmentalist who believes that like human made carbon is the main thing that is causing climate change. Cause it's really just
I can't see Trump caring about anywhere that's not a golf course.
Well, you know, it's causing climate change. Like when Gavin Newsom just burns down his whole state and says it's climate change.
Yeah.
Or when they do like aerosol injections into the sky and make a hurricane go in a certain direction.
Now that I'm actually, I'm intrigued by it. It's an interesting experiment.
In Florida, Ron DeSantis introduced legislation to stop geoengineering. So it's a real thing.
Yeah. You ever do geocaching?
No, I do geoengineering though. I make it rain on these hoes.
Dude, it's like the crazy train, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that's about that.
I want to be on that train.
No, you know what that's about? It's about that train that flipped over in Palestine, Ohio.
What an omen.
It was called Palestine, Ohio.
That's such an omen. That's so Ohio.
That's a false flag, dude.
That's propaganda to get us ready.
Yeah. It was to get Palestine in everyone's head.
And they're like, haha, well, yeah, I remember now that there's that other Palestine.
Yeah.
And that's all we need was the
Ozzy Osbourne's laughing.
Significance.
Ozzy Osbourne laughing about that tragedy that
this is so, that, it's.
Oh, and they blame that probably on global. They probably blame that on global warming.
Oh, dude, I'm just excited for when we have a stable weather pattern. No one's going to be interfering with it. Every day is September 11th on this calendar, and so the weather is going to be the same every day, I guarantee. Yeah.
Well, if you just, you know, stop purposefully making the weather bad, then it's not going to be as bad.
Yeah, like if you stop
like controlling it,
plane crashes and
well, you know, there hasn't been more plane crashes. Is there publicizing it more?
I feel like hopefully there are even more, because it's like the Wright brothers caused 9/11. These planes are dangerous.
Yeah, we need to cancel.
They're big.
We need to cancel the Wright brothers, just like how they canceled Woodrow Wilson and stuff because he was racist. They you know who I'm going to cancel? I'm canceling Alexander the Great.
Paul McCartney.
Because he had slaves.
Because he's not black.
He's white and he had slaves. But I'm not canceling every black king that had slaves and sold them to America and England. And then we're really upset when England was the first country to abolish slavery.
It's like, hey, that's mean, guys. Like, don't do slaves.
They're like, who are we gonna sell our slaves to? If England doesn't.
Why is everyone such a meanie?
Yeah.
What? If everyone just stopped doing just like, don't do the slave level stuff.
Well, if everyone just stopped talking about race all the time, then like it, why is it more racist now than it was? It's people aren't more racist. They just say it is.
It wasn't, it had nothing to do with skin color. It was just like, these are the slaves.
Right. This is, these are the people, that's where the supply is. That's the kings in Africa are. Yeah. That's the people
I'm mad at slave owners.
Right. We would have taken.
That's so mean.
Yeah. The slave sellers too.
Yes.
Slave sellers, not good.
Oh, because it's like, I don't like a regular salesman, but if it.
The worst thing you can
and
be
they're
is
so friendly.
If you're selling your own people.
People buy people. That's why salesmen.
Yeah.
It's a real skill.
Right. It's like, don't blame the drug dealer. Blame the source of the drugs, you know?
But don't blame them, because if they don't sell them, just someone else is going to sell them.
Exactly. Just like with a slave.
They sell themselves.
And then also.
But they have stats.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm a Democrat, because I love Chinese slavery. And I love Hispanic indentured servitude.
Why do you love that?
Because I'm a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Democrats are the same as they've always loved slavery. They never changed. That's why I'm
so political now.
I'm trying to play both sides. I'm a Democrat now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So you're bipartisan. I'm bipolarizing.
Some people are the devil's advocate. I'm God's advocate. I advocate for God.
Yeah, I'm the devil's advocate.
What the heck?
I help the devil do stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. No, I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, you are doing it, but you're doing it undercover.
Mhm.
All right. Well, we're going to do a quick switch over to the Patreon that you can join at patreon.com/badcomedy. We're going to do a quick update on what Dylan's up to. And
yeah, it's really just worth just buying it and
no, and then Patreon.